Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Hometown Hero Hour. I am your host, Captain Spartacus.
I am Handsome Jay.
And tonight, we're going to be talking about some super cool Disney Plus stuff and things.
We know you've been just hammered with it.
It's everywhere.
Past, what? It's only been a week, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Day 7.
I know.
Something like that.
Something like that. And I'm actually seeing ads for it everywhere, which is kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, well, because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
So they're trying to strike while the iron's hot and be like, oh, you're talking about it? Why don't you subscribe? I'm like, leave me alone. I already have one.
Oh, it just was a fleeting thought. You never said it out loud. Here's a personalized Google ad. You're like, what is happening?
I was thinking about the Sword and the Stone. How'd you know?
So it's funny. We were talking before the episode that The Mandalorian and The Sword and the Stone are the only two things I've watched on Disney Plus. Handsome Jay said the same thing.
Yeah, except for Forky Says, I think it's called. Forky asks a question.
And what a random, like, assortment of videos that I've watched. The Mandalorian, which is like this brand new return to Star Wars, like, space western motif, you know? The very, like, Wild West. Not space western in the sense of, like, Firefly or anything, but...
Yeah.
But it is kind of a space western, and I like it a lot. The Mandalorian is good. We'll be spoiler-free in this episode, don't worry. I do wish that there were more episodes, but they've gone an interesting route with their format.
That
they're releasing episodes once a week.
Well, it's keeping the hype up for it.
Yeah.
Binge watchers, sorry, but more and more people are talking about it every week, which is what's keeping the traction going.
Yeah.
And then I think they're spending like a couple million an episode too or something on this.
Oh, really? That's like Game of Thrones style.
Exactly. So they're trying to get the hype rolling like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And Netflix created this whole like binge culture that people do. And now Disney Plus, I feel like, and Hulu did the same thing, but not to the same degree. But Hulu releases the new episode once a week. So, like, I'm watching season 3 of My Hero Academia on Hulu.
Yeah.
But I have to wait for the new episode to come out. And that's hard now.
Yeah.
That used to just be the standard. Yeah. That's what it was. You know, you couldn't watch the next episode of, like, Survivor or American Idol or Boy Meets World, depending on how old you are.
Well,
for another week.
Disney Plus learned a lot from Netflix while they were partners. They took what was good, what was bad, and they took it. Then they said, these are great ideas. We're going to do our own thing.
You know what's funny, though, too, is that Disney Plus looks exactly like Netflix.
Except there's no recently watched section.
No, so when I'm watching The Mandalorian and the next episode has come out, there's no continue watching section for me to just click on it.
Yeah. Or there's no things you've previously watched.
Right.
It also sometimes doesn't remember where you were in the episode.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I haven't had that experience, thankfully. But like, if I'm watching The Sword and the Stone and I leave, you know, and I close the app and I come back later, and then I have to like search for it and hunt for it again to finish watching it. What is that?
That happened to me with Sword and the Stone like 7 times because it took that long to finish it.
Oh my gosh. And I'm lucky enough that at work I can just listen to it if I have to.
Yeah.
Because I just bring wireless headphones and that makes it really easy. I watched both of them in the same day, The Mandalorian and Sword in the Stone, because I was assembling snowman kits for work. Yeah.
Random.
So it was really fun. It was for our Frozen 2 event that we were doing, and I was putting three giant marshmallows for the body, 2 tiny marshmallows for the feet, 2 pretzel arms, 4 M&M buttons, 2 mini chocolate chip eyes and a Tic Tac nose, making little like Olaf snowman kits. It was really fun. I made almost 150 of them. It was insane.
It was super cool.
Yeah. Were you gonna say something?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was waiting for you.
Oh, you know what? I have watched. Stop it.
Go ahead.
I have watched one other thing on Disney Plus, and it's called Encore.
Okay.
And it's awful. Encore. So what they
It sounds like.
So what they do is in 2008. This high school in Texas did Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Or 2007, 2008, who cares? This high school did Beauty and the Beast. And I'm going to be honest, it was bad. It was really bad.
Okay.
So then Disney decided to bring the cast back 10 years later, 12 years later, whatever it is. Numbers don't matter. And they wanted to put it on in a week. They wanted to bring the cast back and do the show again. But now you have like a Broadway director and an award-winning choreographer, and like you have all these really high Disney production people that
are
helping.
So it's like redemption kind of thing. They're trying to do like a Tosh.0 redemption.
Yeah. And they actually had professional ensemble members, which I was pretty sure would prop up the entire performance.
Okay.
To their credit, their performance was much better. But still, I'm watching this show, and I watched it with friends. It wasn't just, like, by myself. I'm watching the show thinking, I don't know these people. Like, I don't know who they are. They put on this terrible production, which, like, there's a large part of me that really likes bad theater. It's really fun to watch bad theater.
Yeah.
But it was this just, like, blech production. And now they're coming back to do it again, and it's like, I don't care.
It's still the same people.
Yeah.
Just a little bit less bad.
Yeah. But I actually did Beauty and the Beast in high school, and it makes me think, like, what if they wanted to bring our cast back? And I was like, no, I don't know if I'd be into that. And a lot of them are still really good friends of mine today. And, like, it would be fun, but no one would care but us.
Right.
That's kind of why I think that.
So no one cares but the people that were in the play.
Right.
That's why there's only, like, 26 views on it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. So I don't know how popular Encore is. I don't know how many episodes they have planned, but there's no freaking way I'm watching another one. Half the reason I watched it in the first place was because I did Beauty and the Beast in high school. Like, so, that was kind of my connection to the episode anyway.
What's the next thing you're going to be watching on Disney Plus? What's your next pick?
Great question. I mean, I'm
what I was trying to find.
Yeah.
I know that all the Star Wars movies are on there, which I only have on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be nice just to kind of just go through it, especially watching The Mandalorian, because it takes place right after
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Wow,
right, thank you.
I almost messed that up. Oh, my
I
goodness.
Almost messed that up.
No, I know that Lady and the Tramp is on my list for my wife and I to watch because it looks freaking adorable.
My list is going to be anything in the Out of the Vault section. The old animated Robin Hood, Pocahontas. I don't think I have Alice in Wonderland, but they have like Fun and Fancy Free on there, just like some old cartoons.
Yeah. Fun and Fancy Free is a great one. I'm really excited for all the Mickey cartoons that they have, the Mickey Mouse Through the Years section, like the band concert, like that symphony.
The one that they have at Disneyland in 3D.
Yeah.
And it's the old Muppet Theater style. Confusing, where your eyes go cross-eyed sometimes trying to look at it.
And speaking of Fun and Fancy Free, Mickey and the Beanstalk is one of my favorite cartoons of all time. That one's really, really great. So I'm excited that they have all of those. I think that's really cool.
My favorite, I just found it, Pluto's Christmas Tree.
Okay.
Isn't that the one? That's the one with Chip and Dale, right? Where they go and they like have the big war with the toys and everything.
I really don't remember.
Isn't that the one?
It could be, but I don't.
Either
have any
way,
idea.
It's a Christmas special, and Chip and Dale have this toy war. They're shooting Christmas balls at each other. The toy soldiers are attacking. So much fun.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
I don't know if that's the actual one, it is. That is my favorite one. I'll have to find it.
Oh, nice.
Because I watch that every Christmas as a kid.
Cool. But we've actually got a list here of 10 little gems.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll find your own gems.
Yeah.
This is just a list of, hey, you know what? You may not know this is on here because there's a lot of content. Here's 10 gems that we found that we want to throw out there for you. The first one, of course, is Steamboat Willie.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen Steamboat Willie, it is a classic.
That's so good. Well, everyone should know it from the opening.
Yeah.
The opening credits of the movies, because he's doing the whistle, and he's, and he's got, no, that's something else. The whistle is like the, you know what I'm talking about?
They do that one later on, too.
All right, and he's got the, you can't see me, but I've got the big helm.
Yeah, he's helming right now.
And I'm helming.
Isn't that what that's what they call staring about, is helming.
Definitely not.
That's not it at all. But it's interesting with this. I don't know if it's on this one because I haven't watched Steamboat Willie on Disney Plus.
Okay.
But they have a disclaimer.
Oh, I've heard about this. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, so it started with Warner Brothers.
Yes.
With their cartoons.
That this is a product of its time.
Product of its time. Mm-hmm. The stereotypes then were wrong. They're wrong then. They're wrong now. But to ignore them or to cut them out would be as the same as if they didn't exist.
Right. To say that it never happened.
Right. To say that they didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the cartoon in its original format, bad stereotypes and all in it, and enjoy. I think they did something similar with Steamboat Willie, I think.
Yes. You know, you're right, because I have seen that disclaimer.
Right.
It basically, yeah, said the same thing, that it's a product of its time.
Yeah.
And yeah,
It is what it is. We're not going to change it. We don't support the old viewpoints of the 20s, but this is the cartoon.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So Steamboat Willie's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that you will probably love, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, heck yes, because I could only ever find Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Yeah, and Honey, We Blew Up the Baby.
Actually, Honey, I Blew Up the Baby is harder to find for me than Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, believe it or not.
And harder than Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves?
No, Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves. Oh, well then yes.
So there's three of them, right? There's
yes.
So Honey, We Shrunk the Kids.
Is the yeah.
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves, and Honey, I Blew Up the Baby.
Honey, I Blew Up the Baby is number two.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, and that's when the baby stands in front of the microwave and gets gigantic or something. And I think Rick Moranis like
rides. I don't know, it's been a while.
Rick Moranis like rides in the baby's pocket as it's like stomping through the city or something.
Stay
I don't
Puff
remember.
Marshmallow Baby.
Yeah, all that kind of style, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was amazing because I've never seen an Oreo look so good. Wasn't Oreos just like a cream?
Oh.
Like a
it looked like
cream
just whipped
pie
cream.
Cookie.
It was a cream pie cookie.
Oh,
it looked delicious.
So freaking good.
And the classic joke, French class.
I'll have to watch it again. It's been a long
have to watch
time.
It again.
But that's a great Rick Moranis movie, and I miss him. Not that he's not dead.
He's not dead.
He's just kind of retired.
He might be dead.
He's not dead.
We're not really sure.
No, because somebody asked him about being in Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
The new
Ghostbusters
3 that they're doing. So it's not a continuation of the 2016 one. It's actually bringing back the living cast members to do a Ghostbusters 3.
They're not going to do like a CGI ghost version of the guy that passed away, right? There were rumors about that.
They could, but I hope that they don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's okay with me if they just leave it alone.
So next on the list is Tron, the 1982 version.
Ooh.
If you've seen the remake, I haven't seen the original.
I actually haven't seen the original, but I've played Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 2, specifically.
Yeah.
And you play through the whole Tron world, which is really fun. Fun fact about Tron, it won an Oscar.
1982 Tron or the new Tron?
Yeah, no, 1982 Tron won an Oscar for best visual effects, I want to say. But people thought that they cheated because they used CGI.
Yeah, and there's actually a fun fact here as well. It says, the computers used to create Tron's nascent CGI sequences boasted a whopping 2 megabytes of memory and 330 megabytes of storage.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
That's how big
that's
the computers
very small.
Were. Yeah.
That's very, very small. 1,000 megabytes... make up 1 gigabyte. My phone can hold, and it's rough. That's roughly
rounded.
What it is. My phone has 64 gigabytes of space.
Yeah.
So my phone could have rendered 1982 Tron like a bajillion times.
Like 150
better.
Times.
Yeah, right. Which is crazy to think about. I mean, the power that we have in our calculators or whatever is more than, or no, it's like there's more power in an iPhone 7 years ago than what they used to put men on the moon, you know? Like, that's just insane to think about.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
But yeah, classic Tron. I do want to see it because all I know is the Kingdom Hearts version.
Wow, there's fun facts with each one of these. So Hercules, 1997, Disney animated Hercules.
Oh, man.
Is one that's on there. I think most of us pretty much know that movie. But fun fact, Woods improvised a lot of his nefarious dialogue.
No way.
Yeah.
That's why he's so sassy. Dude, Hades is so sassy.
Hades is definitely a sassy
I can't
pants.
Believe that he's so sassy and he doesn't have a song. He's like one of the only villains that I can think of that doesn't have a song.
Remember when we were playing
movies.
The game? It's called Villainous,
Villainous,
right?
Which is a wonderful game. It's super
And
super
every
fun.
Time it was a different person's turn, Delta G would pull out his phone and play the theme song for that villain.
Yeah, so to give you some context, there's Scar, and so he would play Be Prepared, and there's Dr. Facilier, so he would play like the Friends on the Other Side or something, right? But when it came to Hades, the Muses when they sing about
there's no
the
song.
Underworld.
Yeah.
Or, Hades doesn't have his own song.
Poor guy.
Which is just a shame.
Probably because he couldn't sing.
That doesn't stop a lot of Disney productions.
Sounds plausible. That's true.
I would love a Hades song, though. And James Woods did a great job. I've always thought that, but that's funny that he improvised a lot of his dialogue. I didn't know that.
Okay, so we've already talked about Sword of the Stone, but here's the fun fact. Animators based the film's Merlin partly on who else? Walt himself.
Really?
Story artist Bill Peet said that he even borrowed Walt's nose.
Oh, that's cool.
So Merlin has Walt's nose.
So now everyone go watch Sword in the Stone and look for the resemblances between Merlin and Walt Disney. That's cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, just look at his nose. You'll recognize it, right?
I was going
to
say.
Everyone knows his nose.
Yeah, that's. What? No. I don't know.
I don't know.
But that's cool that they did that.
Also, another fun fact. Captain Spartacus and I are distantly related to Walt Disney.
That's a fun fact to me, too. I didn't know that.
I looked this up the other day. I did a little test.
Okay.
It's a BYU-sponsored thing. You type in your first and last name, your birthday, and it pulls up all this. It says, who could you possibly be related to?
Okay.
He's like our 13th cousin.
Hey!
Like five times removed, but he is still like 13th. We're related to Walt Disney.
And yet I have to pay to get into the park.
Yeah.
What a bunch of bullcrap!
I flash my ID. No one even cares.
Cousin Walt.
You know who I am?
Hook me up. Yeah. Come on. I'm almost a Disney.
Almost. I don't know if there's many left you can marry, but I think you're already covered in that department. I'll see what I can do. The Prince and the Pauper is next on our list. The 1990 25-minute originally released with a bonus, The Rescuers Down Under. This take on Mark Twain's tale finds Mickey Mouse doing double duty as both lead characters.
What?
But the fun fact, Prince was the last half-hour Disney featurette to be released to theaters until Olaf's Frozen Adventure arrived with Coco in 2017.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Speaking of really short run times, The Sword and the Stone is like 50 minutes total.
Is it? No, that's like an hour or so.
Mm-mm.
Is it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And The Jungle Book is the same way. Mm. I think The Jungle Book is under an hour, which is just crazy.
Now if we get a movie that's an hour and a half, we're like, what a ripoff.
Yeah, that was so short. Yeah, right. And the credits are all at the beginning.
Yeah, that's the old style.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I was just like, what? This is 50 minutes? I remember this being so long. But no, it just like moves incredibly fast.
So next on our list is DuckTales, the TV show. There is a funny meme out there involving DuckTales and Disney Plus that we won't mention here. Look it up if you want at your own risk. It's actually kind of funny. It's a Christian Bale DuckTales meme, so it's a little inappropriate. But anyway, fun fact.
I'm not familiar. I'll have to go look that up because I'm not familiar with it either.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's a little crass.
Okay.
Donald was originally slated to appear in the show, but was dropped when it became clear that he'd be really difficult to be understood.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Scrooge is hard enough with his Scottish accent. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get your brain in that gear.
And Donald Duck is still number two. Poor guy.
Number two?
He's always number two to Mickey.
Oh,
this time, I guess he was number two to Scrooge.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Scrooge McDuck. Another one. This is one of my personal favorites. A Goofy Movie.
A Goofy Movie!
All I could ever find on Netflix was a goofier movie. Isn't that it?
An extremely goofy movie.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Things
an extremely goofy movie. I watched that no less than 400 times at our neighbor's house growing up.
But A Goofy Movie is the first one, and it is so much better.
Yeah,
I wanted to be Powerline because Powerline is like Michael Jackson
time. Absolutely,
I'm gonna do a Powerline costume some year. I'm telling you,
you gotta get the hair, and the
yellow
jumpsuit,
lightning bolt hair, skin tight leather. Well, maybe I shouldn't do that costume. Fun fact, Goofy is voiced by Disney legend Bill Farmer, who has performed the character's line since 1987.
Oh, cool.
So he was the original Goofy's in there. I love his voice.
Yeah. I once ditched class in high school. Don't do that, kids. Stay in school. and went to Walmart.
Never did that.
Nope. And I found, because what else do high school kids in smallish towns do? You know what I mean?
You go to Arctic Circle and you get a burger and you walk back and be like, it's 10 minutes. Now what?
Well, I was old enough that I had a car.
Okay.
So we went to Walmart and I found Mortal Kombat with Shaolin Monks? Yeah, Shaolin Monks and Deadly Alliance like together in a pack.
Nice.
For like 10 bucks. And I found a DVD copy of A Goofy Movie in the $5 bin. So, I mean, overall, it was a good day.
What a steal.
I netted positive that day. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I love A Goofy Movie.
Another one of my favorites popping up on this list, The Rocketeer, premiered in 1991.
Ooh, wait, that's 91?
Yep.
We had a game on the classic Nintendo, on the NES.
It was on the Nintendo.
And I know that I was like 5 years old, but that game was some bull crap.
It was so
super hard.
Yeah.
It was super freaking
hard.
That's
worse than Lion King on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, Lion King was awful. Did you know that Lion King and Aladdin are both getting a remake?
Yeah,
re-release?
We talked about that on this.
Okay, I thought so. It sounded familiar as I was saying it.
So, fun fact, director Joe Johnson went on to direct Captain America, the First Avenger, another period piece about a war hero.
Yeah, very cool.
So kind of cool.
I don't really remember a lot about The Rocketeer, so that's going to have to be one that I watch again.
And last on this list, which I will frankly disagree with, The Parent Trap, 1961.
The original
Parent Trap was okay. Not my favorite.
You prefer the Lindsay Lohan one?
No, I prefer none of them.
Oh.
They're both awful.
I haven't seen the original one, but the Lindsay Lohan one is great.
I mean, it was interesting because in the 1961 version, they weren't twins, right? They did like the camera trick.
I honestly don't remember. I haven't seen it, so I have no idea.
It says, fun fact on this, Mills starred in 3 sequels of The Parent Trap. Haley Mills. Oh, yeah. Modern audiences may know the Lindsay Lohan version, but in this 1961 original starring Haley Mills holds up both for its sweet storyline and its inventive use of double exposure and split screen shots. So, yes,
nice.
She did play both roles.
Okay.
And that's why it was kind of very cutting edge. Mm-hmm. They just started things like that where you could play both roles.
Right. There were 3 sequels to The Parent Trap?
Yeah, maybe it's parents released.
The Parent Trap 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. Parent Trap 3, The Parent Strike Back.
And then, of course, Parent Trap 4, Return to Parent Island.
Parenthood. I don't know.
3 sequels? That just sounds terrible because I have not heard of any of them.
Well, what movie today doesn't have 3 sequels?
Yeah, everything's got to be a franchise,
Moana
right?
2 was just freaking announced.
Oh, was it? Oh, my gosh. You could have told me that like as a joke and I would have believed
stoked.
It.
I'm super stoked. What?
No, not that Moana was bad, but it's just like you said, everything has to be a franchise. Everything needs a sequel. I would be perfectly happy if they just left Moana as it was. It's a great film. Let it just stand on its own.
If I can get more of The Rock, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I make no qualms about my hetero man crush on The Rock Johnson.
No, same. Same though. Like,
he's the epitome of what man should be. I'm not just saying muscular. I'm talking about personality.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of his Instagram videos that he does. Sometimes he does them just for fans. He's like, hey, I know you're a fan. Just wanted to say hello. And he spends 2 minutes talking about what he's doing just for that one person.
That's really
that
cool.
Can watch his story.
Oh, man. Dwayne Johnson, 2024.
Dwayne, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the podcast.
We would, and we endorse your run for
Dwayne Johnson, 2020.
Presidential
candidacy. I don't care what he runs as. Democrat, Republican, I'll vote for him. Don't care. Independent.
What a guy.
Do what I want.
Yeah, independent. Because he's got his own weight. You know what I mean? Like, he's got his own his own thing. He could just run independent.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson, 2024.
Who wouldn't vote for him? And even if you disagree with him, his smile, you'd just be like, you know what, Dwayne? I disagree with you, but you are a handsome man.
I like that idea.
Well, that's our list of 10 Disney Plus gems you may not have found.
Yep. And there's a lot more in there, like Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Oh,
yeah. Isn't that what that's called?
Yep.
Which was great. I like the music in that, and I like the guy's hair, how he had like the spikes. You know what I'm talking about? They were like, it was like clumpy spikes. I don't remember the guy's name, but he's the pop star.
My friend was her for Halloween.
Oh, no kidding.
So funny.
I never,
it was awesome.
I wasn't into the sequel, but I liked Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. I think that's what it's called. And then, of course, Smart House, because...
Smart House?
Yeah, Smart House is on there. Did you ever watch that?
No.
It's Katie Siegel. She's like the voice of Leela Taranga from Futurama, the Cyclops girl.
Okay, yep, you got me. I was
and
passing over my head for a minute.
Yeah, she's the mom in Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
And she plays an AI for this smart house. It's the very first one. And the kid wins a contest, so his family gets to move in. And then the AI kind of loses it.
Oh, sounds like something Johnny Depp did.
You're thinking Secret Window.
Didn't I think that last time, too?
Yeah, you did, which is why
when I meant to say Rear Window,
also, yeah.
And I said Secret Window.
I think Secret Window was also wrong here, but I knew that that's what you were thinking. no, but yeah, so she plays an AI. And so what bout of the flu is complete without Smart House. It was like Smart House, Wheel of Fortune, and Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella with Brandy as Cinderella and
I remember that
the
one.
Asian prince. I had a huge crush on Brandy when I was a kid. So that's
Brandy?
Why, yeah, Brandy.
Really?
And she was okay. pretty. I liked her a lot.
I had a crush on Jessica Rabbit, but I mean.
Well, who didn't? She's just drawn that way. But yeah, those three things in particular. Every time I had the flu, Smart House and Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. It was insane. I couldn't believe it.
Sounds like some of those may give you the flu just by watching them.
I mean, everyone watched The Price is Right. Now, there is, it was just that time slot. But.
There is also, I'll mention, Boy Meets World is on there.
Yeah.
Classic. I don't like it when he goes to college.
No, it gets weird. Really makey-outy, and there's a lot of like
there's a lot of political themes.
And,
yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that as much, but.
Well, I mean, and Mr. Feeny just follows them around. Like,
I mean, I get it that you don't want to lose the Feeny right. character, but he should still be teaching sixth grade or whatever. Yeah. Like, what is he? I don't know. Maybe he's retired.
Also, Gargoyles, classic Disney cartoon is on there.
Oh, my gosh, love it.
I used to watch that. Well, we watched that occasionally whenever we caught it on TV because you couldn't DVR it back then.
It seems like a super rare TV show.
It kind of is. I'm glad that they put that on there. And I'm so glad I just bought Hocus Pocus from the store for $10.
And now it's on Disney
Plus. Really, really botched it.
Good
on that
movie,
one.
Though. We talked about that last time where Bette Midler carried the hell out of that movie. Yeah, oh, my gosh. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Hometown Hero Hour. Once again, I am Captain Spartacus.
I am Handsome Jay. Why'd you say it that way? You made me say it that way, too.
I don't know. I just do whatever.
That sounds good.
I just do whatever feels natural. I just go with it.
Sponsored by L'Oreal.
That's not true.
I don't know.
But I like that you're going with it. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us, guys. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom.